USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Marking a year since a deadly white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, a small group of white nationalists rallied in Washington, D.C. yesterday, as well as thousands of counter-protesters. The police chief says,
to be able to stand up here today and nobody know that nobody was killed and nobody got hurt in our city is a little sense of pride there for our folks.
Echoing the words of Chief Peter Newsom was Mayor Muriel Bowser.
Our approach, and we feel strongly that it led to a relatively peaceful day, and outcomes today was to keep groups separate.
The leaders of North and South Korea now to meet in Pyongyang next month. The two countries announcing today that Kim Jong-un will host the South Korean president in the North Korean capital. It'll be the third meeting this year for the two. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Former reality star, former White House aide, Omarosa Manigault-Newman, on NBC's Meet the Press, touting her new tell-all book. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The White House said the upcoming book is riddled with lies.
She's a liar.
The counselor to the president suggested sales are motivating her claims.
I have never a single time heard him use a racial slur. I also never heard Omarosa complain that he had done that.
To boost her credibility, she said she recorded her dismissal by Chief of Staff John Kelly last December.
If we make this a friendly departure, you know, you can look at your time here in the White House as a year of service to the nation, and then you can go on without any type of difficulty in the future relative to your reputation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The FBI says it's recovered the flight data recorder and parts of the cockpit voice recorder from the plane that an airport worker stole in Seattle on Friday night and crashed. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A former ICE agent from Detroit will be sentenced today for a bribery scheme that he ran with a lawyer to help immigrants avoid deportation. Prosecutors want Clifton Divers to spend more than 4 years behind bars for the scam. He pleaded guilty in January. He would take the money from immigrants and then, with the help of an attorney, Charles Bussey, would lie about their status. The scheme milking hundreds of thousands of dollars from immigrants between 2009 and 2015, the lawyer taking the money and giving Divers free legal services as well as giving his daughter a job. A Baltimore police officer handing in his badge after a video showing the officer beating up a civilian goes viral. The Baltimore Police Department did tweet that Interim Police Commissioner Gary Tuggle accepted the officer's resignation. The video shows a black police officer throwing multiple punches at a black man who refused to show ID on Saturday. In the video, the man's blood is seen pooling on the sidewalk. Police say he was eventually taken into custody and was given medical treatment. Another officer who witnessed the attack and did little to stop it is now on administrative leave. And a top Democrat says a space force as proposed by President Trump's not necessary. Rhode Island Senator Jack Reed, a ranking member of the Senate's Armed Services Committee, saying the space force is just not the way to go. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.